Yeah, you know, I bet I can. I mean, I'm the guy who figured out how much eye contact a band should make during a guitar solo. Yeah, we're in sync and showing others how much we love the song. Okay, time to turn away now, Vince. Come on, we got a lot of song left. Turn away. Look at something else.
Buffalo, New York, the 22nd worst place to live in the United States. Suck it, St. Louis. It's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the ups, downs, lefts, rights,
and an angry Mark McGrath using his evil superpowers to ruin our podcast
of the Buffalo music scene. I'm Ryan Gurnett, and to the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage, and...
Oh, stop, Ryan. I'm Cassidy Dwan.
Oh, you interrupted my flow. On episode number 36 of the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, I interview handsome Jack drummer Benny Hayes. We talk about touring Europe, the best ways to make your band viable, and Mark McGrath drops in. Psychically.
We'll be playing music from Handsome Jack and Erica Wolfling, and brand new music from Halo Nelly and the Space Cubs. We'll also be covering an eventful previous couple weeks in Buffalo concerts and talk about what's worth seeing in the coming weeks.
But first, we have some big news here. So, this is episode 36. After episode number 37, we're moving. We love our friends at allwny.com, Mr. Scott Leffler and Joe Kent and Karina and Nick and everyone else over there. But the story goes, I went to Think Twice Radio because I just wanted to see if they wanted to run the podcast. And then the guy showed me around and he had two beautiful recording studios in this little house in South Buffalo. And I asked him, like, well, how much is it to rent the studio space? And he says, it's free. And
free's
my favorite price for things, so the amount of equipment he would have would take me years to compile. So, we're going to be going over to Think Twice Radio, which you can find at thinktwiceradio.com. There's like 40 podcasts up there, all sorts of local stuff. Some of it's music-based, some of it's not. We'll definitely get into some of our fellow podcasts on the network once we move over there. So, yeah, we're going to have a fancy studio.
I don't know why I thought Think Twice Radio to be more, like, legit journalism kind of radio. I don't know.
We're legit journalism.
That's what I'm saying. Do we belong there? Yeah?
I think we do.
We belong.
I think we do. Well, there's only one way to find out. So, and in addition to having this awesome new recording studio, there are 4 cameras available. So, video podcasting might be in the future?
Oh, no, I have a face for radio.
Yeah, what's weird about it is that, like, you can switch between cameras on the fly of the 4 different cameras, which is amazing, but there's always a TV up that shows you what the cameras are looking at, and to look at me in a video camera looking at myself while I'm trying to do the podcast is going to freak me. We're going to have some fun video, like, these first few, like, whatever we do with this video stuff, it's going to be kind of weird.
All I can think is Joe Rogan, like, we're getting there, this is, like...
Yes,
yeah.
We're moving on up.
Oh my gosh.
So check out Think Twice Radio, and we thank AllWNY for giving us the opportunity to have a podcast here and bloviate in your general direction. And yeah. And then also kind of replacing the room we're leaving on AllWNY.com, I have a new podcast called Buffalo Mix CD that I'm hoping will be ready in the fall, and I'll be playing all my favorite local music, and we'll be doing interviews with artists, and it'll just be kind of like what we're doing here, but way more music and a lot less bloviating.
I've stolen a few of your mix CDs, and you craft them quite talented. I mean, you're a creative crafter of mixed CDs.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
I gave those to you.
Oh!
When you drive on a road trip, you get the mixes with it. That's just a part of it.
Lovely gift. The gift that keeps
you.
Giving.
I thought I hoped you'd like them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah. So let's get on with things. But first, we talked about Halo Nelly in the last episode. They just put out a single. It's called Cold Room. They just sent it to me today. I really like it, and we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to come back with you with some previous shows. So here is Cold Room by Halo Nelly on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com for now.
Thank you.
And now it's recording. We just did half this segment and it wasn't recording. All right. Last episode, we didn't have a lot of previous shows to talk about. This time we do, so let's just get right to it. On April 26th at Milky's, we had Erica Wolfling, Christina Stock, Shannon Vanderlyn. I performed with Jen DeSantis. And we also had Witch, which is formerly Ghostwater, and Hooked on Cassiophonics. And it was a Struggle is Real show, and it was a super fun night. Cassidy, have you heard Erica Wolfling before?
Erica Wolfling is incredible. Her voice is just really captivating.
I described it as thick like butter, and it really is. It's beautiful.
The girl's got soul. So she plays solo keyboards.
Yes.
Right? And her music is mostly original?
Yes. Seems like so. And I'd seen her chalk art, and I'd seen her doing some other stuff, but I hadn't actually really heard her sing before, and it was outstanding, and I definitely recommend checking her out.
I think I've last seen her at Nietzsche's, and I was upset that I didn't get to catch her that night, because it's always, you know, almost inspiring to hear someone who's brave enough to get up there solo with their own instrumentation and voice, because that is,
She's nerdy and awkward and endearing, and I like that.
Sure.
Everyone was really great that night. I never saw Hooked on Cassiophonics before.
Right.
Oh, Rock Nuts puts on a fun show, which, if you've ever met the guy, it wouldn't surprise you. I really wasn't sure what to expect.
I shouldn't say his real name, though.
Pam.
No? No, top secret insider information.
I think I might know it, but I won't squeeze you for that information.
We go back. You can ask him. I taught him the blues.
Ooh.
You don't say you taught a black man the blues.
I'm gonna bring the recorder and we're gonna interview him and find out if this is the truth.
Could've happened.
All right. So next up, the Eels came to town ballroom. The Eels are my favorite band ever, and this is the fourth time I'd seen them, and they came out. They're always different. I'd seen them as a 7-piece with a string section. I've seen them 2-piece, 3 pieces. This time they performed. It was like a 1960s like Britpop band. It was a 4-piece band.
And here I am jealous again that you're experiencing. And it was a rather intimate show, no? Not a heck of a lot?
They didn't sell maybe 300 to 400, maybe. And like sections were blocked off at Town Ballroom. So no, it was, you were all right on top of the stage. And like all the music kind of had like that dot, 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 dot kind of beat to it, because he likes changing up his songs, and they had like the whole band was all dressed, coordinated, and it was a great stage show. And God, the set list was perfect. It was just like, I don't think they, like, there's a long list of stuff I wanted to hear, and I think I almost heard everything. And then opening up for them was a band called Inspector Clouseau from France. They are really into like clean soil and no GMOs, so we can all be healthy. But they're a French rock band. And I talked to Benny about it in the interview. You did really, like, a French rock band is actually pretty rare. It's like, a lot of the bands from France are not of that genre. So it was really interesting to see, and it was just two guys. The one guy was, it was almost kind of Sabbath-y kind of metal, while the drummer was, like, real tight and almost dancey. It was
obviously a weird fit. The touring with the Eels, they are of a caliber to...
Oh, absolutely.
Right. I love sometimes getting exposed to
things. I've seen shitty openers before, so I don't always call that. But no, they were excellent. Like, I definitely recommend Inspector Clouseau. It's spelled Cluzo. And then we had the Jammin' for Jessica fundraiser. We were able to raise, with the help of Rachel's Warriors, who gave us a crazy donation, we raised over $3,200 for
Incredible.
Jessica Cameron. Yep. RJ DeMarco from Fernway played a solo set. He's got a brilliant voice, and he's a great songwriter, and he's super soulful. Alison Pippitone did what Alison Pippitone expected you to do. Everyone in the building loved her.
I'm rooting for her and her Indiegogo campaign.
Yes, she has I think it's a Kickstarter.
Oh, Kickstarter.
She has a Kickstarter for her new album. I posted it on the podcast page a couple weeks ago, but I'm sure you can find that easily enough. But she wants to start putting out some new singles and some new merch, so get in on that. And then Wyatt Coyne played. They're like folk punk from like Rochester-ish area. They call it cowpunk. Their singer has this beautiful, big, angry kind of voice. And they were all just the nicest guys.
Do they
guys.
Wear overalls?
Ooh.
Flannels?
There might have been at least one.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a quota for that.
Absolutely.
If you're going to call yourself cowpunk, right?
Oh, yes. And then the Irving Claws played.
Oh,
the great Irving Claws. They were so good. I have never seen the Irving Claws. They were playing back when I was in high school.
Yeah, I used to go to their Halloween show as a regular.
I was honored that they played, and they put on a great set, and they were really nice guys. And we're running out of time. Cassidy, tell us about Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo was a juxtaposition of both my favorite thing about live music and my least favorite thing about live music. I made the mistake of going to Deep South Taco thinking it would be more of like a Cinco de Mayo authentic experience. And,
sure.
And I was disappointed because it's not that the live music was bad. It was that it was a country band and an 80s cover band and a DJ from a pop music station. And so it just wasn't. It wasn't very Cinco. Nevertheless, people were drunk and dancing and having a great time. I got my drunken dancing in later in the evening, mm-hmm. where I experienced a wonderful show at Duende at Silo City. For those of you who don't know, that's an office building that in the 40s was owned by the American Malt Company down on the Buffalo River in the ruins of the silos that's been turned into the most chic, rustic bar, my new favorite place. So,
is it a bar? Do they have food?
Yes, they also have a kitchen that's excellent. It's like window service more than a sit-down restaurant.
Is it like authentic Mexican, or is there
American? No, not Mexican.
Okay.
So Duende's menu is not, it's fanciful. But I'm not here to give a food review, though I could, because their polenta wings are.
Well, if you're going to see some music, you want to know if the food's going to be all right.
They've got great drinks, their beer selection, I can't say enough about it. But on to the music. What was the draw for the crowd was this band from Olympia, Washington called Old Time Religion. Religion not spelt the right way. It's R-E-L-I-J-U-N.
Oh, God.
And these people had quite a following of Buffalo music folk that made me know, walking in, seeing this crowd, that I would also enjoy their set. Opening the night was Velvet Bethany.
Oh, yes.
My goodness, words aren't coming out. I'm so excited about Allison Mitchell, who fronts Velvet Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's one of the hardest working musicians in Buffalo. For the sake of her busking and solo work and then putting this band, the four of them in Velvet Bethany together,
sure.
are kind of like a punky, like Bikini Kill kind of energy. Right?
Ooh.
It was wild. And her voice fits right into place with this four piece because you've got, you know, guitar, bass, drums, vocals, and it's given her a place. I've seen her playing on the street with an acoustic guitar just belting out originals. And this is like, oh, that's where that energy belongs. I was so proud to see her. Nextly, Pat Kane was in town doing a DJ set called Model Home. I don't know if you know Mr. Pat Kane.
Mr. Pat Kane.
Again, creative genius in his own regard. He'll be back through town, I'm sure. But I was interested in hearing. He has some vinyl now put together of this DJ collaborative. I don't know how to describe it other than there was a lot of noise in the beat, right? There was a lot of synthetic wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Old Time Religion itself, they had a chick drummer. I always dig chick drummers.
Sure.
There was saxophone. There was clarinet. There was upright bass and guitar.
Ooh, I love some good upright bass.
As I went to sign their mailing list, to truly follow and approve of what a good time it was, they thanked me for dancing.
That's awesome.
And I was very, like, namaste about it. Aww. It was so nice. Steve Bechkowski played out at the shed in the back of Duende, closing out the night with a three-piece crazy jazz. If you've never heard Steve Bechkowski, he's the music director at Hall Walls.
Oh.
He is a saxophone player who makes noise. It was about as experimental and free jazz.
I dig that stuff.
So it was Bill Sachs, Mr. Abrams, and Steve Bechkowski on the saxophone and drums, respectively. The three of them made some incredible noise happen, and it was a great energy to close out what was a thank you for saving Cinco de Mayo, guys. It was great.
Oh, yeah. No, for the fundraiser for Jessica the night before, there was a Cinco de Mayo event around the corner. It was just cover bands.
Is that what it's about, though?
It shouldn't be what it's about.
What a Polish-Mexican holiday.
It really is.
Buffalo.
Good job, white people. We've ruined Cinco de Mayo.
I guess.
So, we were talking about Erica Wolfling earlier. So now we're going to play one of her songs. So you can hear her beautiful voice yourself. So here is Platform by Erica Wolfling on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Is more than food from cares and getting by to pay the rent. We can do so much better on our own. Only can forgive myself and never let it go. I said I never wanted to divide, but I'll take what's for the others of mine. Leave the fight. Leave yours. Leave a heart that's yours and mine. All that's yours and mine. Cause you made me your platform.
And welcome back to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
This evening, I am joined by Benny Hayes, the drummer from Handsome Jack.
Hey.
Benny, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
We're going to be playing, we're going to play Baby Be Cool a little later in the podcast.
All right.
But for those people who aren't familiar with Handsome Jack, how would you describe yourselves?
I like the description, which I did not come up with. It's called Boogie Soul. And I think that accurately describes us. I forget who said it. But we put it on a t-shirt, so it's legit now.
So it's Southern rock that makes you want to dance?
Yeah, Southern rock with a little bit of soul in it, you know? So, like Baby Be Cool. It's got some horns. It's got that nice kind of Motown Southern funk. Not Southern funk, but something along those lines.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's got some James Brown in it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we like a whole bunch of different kinds of music. So, you know, we kind of mixed it all together as best we could.
Sure. So, you guys just got back. So, did you tour Europe or was it just France?
It was just France this time. We are going back in July, and we're doing all of Europe this time, but it just happened to be a bunch of French shows, but that was awesome. It was really cool.
Sure. How long is your European tour going to be?
It's 2 weeks, and it ends in France. I'm not sure where it starts yet, but I know it ends at the Benique Music Festival in France. It's a pretty big music festival.
Yeah.
And rumor has it that we'll be playing on the main stage, which is really cool. We've been very well received over there. And actually, the owner of Alive Records, Patrick, is French, too. So it's just kind of funny. And we mention it in our one music video, if we've ever been to France. So it seems like France just loves us for some reason. All these weird connections to France. But it was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How long's Handsome Jack been around?
Well, the band's been together since high school, actually.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been in it that long. I'm the newest member. But Joey, the bass player and vocals, and Jameson, guitar and lead vocals. He and Joe, they've been doing it since high school. They've had a few different drummers throughout the year, but I've been in the band for almost 4 years now.
Okay, so were you on the album before everything?
No, I'm not on that album. Okay. No, it's a great album, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was living in Nashville at the time. I was doing music down there.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm from here originally, but I took the leap to move down to Nashville and played music down there. And part of the reason I moved because it was like I had some good bands, but Handsome Jack, in my opinion, before I was in it, I thought, like, these guys are the best rock and roll band in town. And if I'm not in them, in the band, I should just go to a different city. So I was down there, and then they were like, we were buds because I was in other bands that played with them, and they hit me up at some point, and I was like, yes, please, because I would always joke, you know, if anything ever happens, please get a hold of me because, you know, we were buds. And they did, and I immediately left everything and moved back home to join the band.
That's awesome.
Because I knew they're an awesome band, and I knew we could make some cool music together. So they were already a band. It's cool, like, joining a band you already like.
They were like,
do you know the songs? I'm like, any song you guys want to play, I already know it. So just
I love hearing those stories.
It. Yeah, it was super cool because I've always had, like, a love for classic rock and blues, and they do too. And we just, like, our style, like, even the way we dress, we all just, like, fit together real well. And we, you know, we were already good buds, so we just, like, you know, gotten closer. It's been awesome. So
sure,
really cool.
So was the band already touring Europe? Like, were they on and off touring Europe before you were in the band?
No, that's all new. Like,
so what makes you? At what point do you say, like, let's go to Europe? Like, how does that work?
Well, it was interesting how that happened. Patrick, the owner of Alive Records, which we're on currently, he knew this booker in France, and he hooked us up with him. And Patrick came out to see us. Our last tour in the U.S., we went West Coast. We did a whole month tour with All Them Witches, a great band from Nashville.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And they're good friends of ours. And we were playing out in L.A., and that's, you know, Live Records is out there. And Patrick came out to see us, and he dug it. So he hooked us up with this booker, which was really cool, Buzz. And he's been booking for us in Europe now. So that's kind of how it happened. Like, we will go anywhere to play. It's just like, who will have us, you know?
Absolutely. So what's the difference between – what are some of the biggest differences between touring – in the U.S. and touring overseas? Yeah. What's France like? What's different about doing shows out there?
The main things to me was different. is you think like driving on the wrong side of the road, but in France they don't. It's like here.
Really?
They drive on the same side of the road as we do, the right side.
Yeah, it's the right side for a reason.
And the main difference, though, the main difference for me was, especially being from Buffalo, and people are rowdy here. People like to go out and they like to party and have a good time. And so do people in France. But the only difference is, in between songs in the U.S., people will be talking.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd will be rowdy the whole time. In between songs in France, I don't know if it's like in all of Europe, but in France, it's like quiet. So like the first couple of nights, I was like, I think they might hate us. But then it turns out that's just how they are, because we, you know, sold a lot of merch and people loved it. But it was really weird. You could hear like a pin drop in between songs.
Is there at least like some applause?
Oh yeah, there's applause. Okay, yeah. No, I'm sorry. So yeah, I misled you.
Okay.
They're like, you know, there's applause and they're you know, and then just like cuts off, and then it's like
so
very quiet.
It's they are acting like they respect the musicians and the music.
Yeah, but you know, what we realize is like we were like, we got to get tighter with our transitioning into the next song, because now there's no noise and there's just like people tuning on stage while there's no noise going on.
Yeah.
So. But we got over that after a couple shows, and it was easy and the people were awesome. So that was like the main difference. But people just like to go out and party and have a good time.
Sure.
People are awesome. I know, like, sometimes I feel people joke around about French, even, you know, British people, about how they're like snobby, you know? So, they're not, though. They're super nice. They're super nice. They don't speak a lot of English, so I think that might be the reason people think that. But,
sure,
you know, they're awesome. Super cool.
Are there a lot of rock bands that are in France? I saw the Eels a few days ago, and they had a band called Inspector Clouseau from France.
That's a great.
Those guys were incredible. And they kind of they're making a lot of jokes about how it's rare that there's a French rock band. Is there a lot of that?
I honestly do not know. I can think of all the bands that I like, and there's a lot of bands from all over the world, but not France. Yeah, not too many rock bands coming out of France.
Like, I picture dance, electro kind of stuff, but yeah. I don't really hear a lot of French.
Yeah, not too many. Yeah, I can't think of any bands that I like that are from France. I'm sure I'm missing something, but I'm sure there's great bands from France.
Check out Inspector Clouseau.
I love that name.
They had like a classic rock sound, like these real tight kind of dancey kind of drums.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Just a two-piece, and it was super entertaining. I was kind of blown away by how much
Very
I enjoyed
cool.
their set.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So, kind of going back to, you know, tightening up in between songs. That's certainly something we talk about, because even when people are making noise, like every second that you take is just, it's...
I know. It's something...
It's like a vacuum.
I guess it's a good, if that's your worst problem, but that's definitely our worst problem. But we're better at it. We're getting better at it, you know. But it's just, you can tell in France, like, it was just like, whoosh, quiet, applause, and then nothing. And we're like, but yeah, that was the main difference. But people were awesome. They love American music over there. Like, we were opening for Cedric Burnside, and, it's R.L. Burnside's, grandson.
Oh, wow.
He's a famous blues guy. The Black Keys. He's a huge influence on them. That's how I actually heard of him. And it's that Mississippi blues. There's actually a cool documentary about it, that came out in like 2004. And, there's just like some cool music. And this is we were opening for, RL's son or grandson, sorry, Cedric. And he was the nicest guy ever. And he really liked us. And, we would jam at the end of our set. And at the end of his set, we would come out and we did a little jam, and people loved it. It's crazy. They love American music. And we're like playing at all these cool clubs, and I'm looking on the wall at all these bands, and they're like so many friends of ours or people we know, American bands that we like playing there. And I'm like, oh, we're on the wall with these guys. Pretty sweet. Like, we're on the wall with the Sheepdogs and stuff. And I'm like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You know? So they love America. Well, those guys are Canadian, but you know.
Close enough.
Yeah. Canada has so many great bands.
Oh.
So many great bands. So, I mean.
It's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. As far as like the size of the crowds, did you find that the crowds were bigger overseas than they were?
Well,
what you're seeing. I mean, obviously you're playing kind of different kinds of shows.
Yeah, it all depends on the club size, I guess. But we were playing to about 100 people to, like, I think the biggest club was maybe, like, 400. I can't remember exactly.
Sure, that's...
So they're, like, nice medium-sized venues, which I love playing at because I kind of like the intimate settings and people being right up on us, especially because we're the opener, so we set up in front, which is easy because we're three-piece.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I just, like, nice. And it's kind of fun even for me as a drummer because I'm, like, never get to be that close to the crowd, and I really like it. You know, I like being that close, so it was awesome. And all the shows were packed. Probably more so because of Cedric, but, you know, we won him over, so that's good.
No, yeah, whatever gets you in front of the people. Like,
but he couldn't have been a nicer guy and super talented. So it was just a great experience because I've heard horror stories of, like, opener bands that are opening for bands and they're not cool to them. You know, they don't let them use the backstage room and stuff that. You hear crazy stories. But he could not have been nicer. He was the nicest guy. So it was a great experience. It was a great time. We've been very fortunate. Yeah. We did a West Coast tour in November. We were gone all November with All Them Witches. Another awesome band.
Yes, couldn't check be them more out. Than I'm, nice. I'm a big fan of them, yeah.
They're so nice to us. So we've just been really lucky that nice people that want to help us out have helped us out. So,
How does the pay compare? Is it do you make more money going across to Europe, or is it more about the experience?
That is the tricky part. It all kind of varies. Sure. It really depends on merch. Our guarantees were higher, than they normally are in the States, but I think that was just how the contract worked out this time. But we sold a lot of merch. We actually have, the only thing we didn't sell is koozies, if anyone wants to know. Mm-hmm. They don't use koozies in France.
I hate to break this to you. They don't really use koozies much anyway.
I know. Well, we have some really cool koozies, so come by. Yeah, it was... honestly, the pay is about the same. It all depends on the tour you're on. But luckily, sure. We were on a pretty big... Cedric's a pretty big act, so, you know, it was pretty good. And most things with touring is you have to pay. It's all, like, the tickets. They'll either front them, and then they just take it out of what you make, like the booking agent.
Sure.
So it's really hard for bands to make money on a European tour. And so your first European tour, you're lucky to break even. Most people lose a little bit of money. We actually made money on our first trip over, which is a good sign.
Yeah,
you know?
That's impressive.
And so that was really cool. And we sold a lot of records and we sold a lot of stuff. And it was an awesome time. It was a great experience. And I'd never been overseas before. It was my first time. I was the only one who'd never been overseas, but nice. it was so cool. Yeah, I can't wait. Like, I can't wait to go back in July. We're going to more countries this time, so that'll be sweet.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break here, and we are going to play Baby Be Cool from your 2018 release, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Any fun behind-the-scenes stories about the recording of this or the writing? Or
I lived in the studio for 5 days with my dog. So there's that. There's a little behind the scenes. There's actually it's a nice studio. It's got couches and stuff. There's actually a documentary that was filmed that we just put out actually probably 2 weeks ago. It's on YouTube. You can find it on our YouTube page, and it is about 45 minutes long, and it's about us making the album, so you get a lot of behind the scenes stuff there. It's along with the producer, who is Ben McLeod, who is the guitar player from All Them Witches.
Yeah.
He produced our album, and we just basically lived at that studio up in Lockport and locked ourselves in and recorded the whole album in 5 days.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right, cool. So we're going to take a break. We're going to play Baby Be Cool, and then we'll be back for a little more with Benny Hayes here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com. We'll be right back. We're back on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on All WNY. That was Baby Be Cool from Handsome Jack from their 2018 record, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. And we are back with Benny Hayes. Do you have any horror stories from France? Anything? Any touring mishaps, crazy groupies, or
no? We didn't have no crazy groupies. There was like this one lady who was really persistent, but no. It was not a good situation. No, nothing too crazy. We've definitely had some crazy stuff. We got broken into in Vancouver, and they stole about $1,200.
Oof.
But we did a GoFundMe and everyone was super cool and got it back. We just had to replace the window.
Was it just money or was it gear?
It was just money because it's just like a smash and grab. Whatever's there,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
And they just got lucky, and that was hard because we were in Vancouver. That was with All Them Witches. We were opening up for them, and we played an awesome show that night. It was like 800 people. It was a huge venue. It was so cool, and like we nailed it. We could have let that just drag us down, but instead we were just kind of pissed off and we went out and kicked some ass. And but then the next 2 days we were driving because it was the weekend and we couldn't get anyone to replace the window, so it's passenger side window. So we had some like plastic there for 2 days driving from Vancouver to Idaho. Plastic window, and it's like so loud that we couldn't listen to the radio. And
what time of year was this? Was it cold?
This was November, so it was cold.
Jesus Christ.
It was pretty cold. Yeah. So luckily it wasn't too cold. Not as cold as it is here in November out in the middle of the country there, but November's still cold.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But the thing that was the craziest is just the loudness. So that was pretty crazy. And then also that show, I forgot. In soundcheck, Joe, our bass player, his amp blew up. Like, literally, smoke came out of it. I've never seen a bass cab do that before. So, or head, bass, his amp head, not the cab. But, so, luckily, Parks, the bass player and vocalist from All Them Witches, was super cool. And he's like, yeah, use my stuff, of course, you know. And so, we had a dead bass and no passenger side window. We all got it fixed in Idaho, I believe. And we found, like, somebody selling the bass amp. So we got lucky, but you know, that kind of stuff happens. I don't know a single band that tours. Well, I do know bands that tour, but it happens to a lot of bands getting broken.
Oh yeah, sure.
I know All Them Witches because we've been buds with them for a long time. When they played in Buffalo, they actually got broken into in Buffalo too, which is crazy. And I was like, please don't judge us on that. And I didn't judge Vancouver. It's a pretty cool place. There's shitheads everywhere. Stuff's going to happen from time to time,
yeah.
You know?
There probably wasn't real Canadians who did that. It was probably people from the U.S. going to Canada. Canadians are far too well-behaved to
They're
do something
so polite,
like that.
Yeah.
So whose idea was it to keep your money in the van?
Well, I mean, we're just rookies at it, I guess. I don't know what the thing was. The funny thing is it was like daytime, so we didn't really think it would be bad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The sun was out. We were just getting a quick bite to eat, and
that quick. I assumed you'd be like staying at a hotel or something. And
no, like we take it in with us then. No, this was just like couple hours before the show. We got into town early because we are like, we've never been to Vancouver. Let's check Vancouver out, sure. You know? And so we get there a little early, and we're just scoping out the town. We're getting some food. We're going to some legal pot stores, and we come back, and our van has been broken into. It was so disheartening, but, you know, it makes for a good story now, and, like, it's funny because when it happens, we'll be like, ah, it'll be fine. We'll laugh about this. But you're so pissed about it when it happens. You're like, damn it. But it turned out all right. You got to have those stories. I'm sure there'll be other things that happen too. You know.
Oh yeah, there's weird stuff that happens in Buffalo. But yeah. the further you, the more you're on the road, the more viable yeah. you are to see some
yeah,
bizarre stuff.
I love touring, and I think we pride ourselves a lot on our live show. You know, we love playing sure. live, and you know, we tour all the time if we could. Hopefully that's the plan, so as much as we can.
So as an independent musician, what are the best ways to make that viable? Like
get a job that doesn't care when you leave for months at a time, which is hard. So yeah. There's a lot of different ways you can make it viable. I teach lessons, and I know Jameson, our guitar player, teaches lessons. So that helps, but you know, it's hard because you have to try to make money on the road. So it's hard, like having the job thing, but we're just getting to the point now where hopefully the band can be our job. It's just comes, you got to play shows. You got to tour a lot. Like you got to book crappy shows and play in front of three people in Delaware, you know, Wilmington, Delaware or whatever, Wilmington, Delaware. It's not that bad of a town, but you know, you got to actually play shows like that and just keep at it. And then, really, you just have to be ready for your break. You know, you're yeah. going to get a break eventually. It might take 10 years. Some people, you know, Bob Dylan's world famous when he's like 18 years old. So, you know, it's different for everyone. We're sure. in our 30s, me and the guys, our early 30s. And, you know, it takes a lot of work. You have to be good at your craft. You know, you got to try to write good songs, but you have to play. And your live show's got to be good because, like, that's where the money comes from now. People don't buy records like they used to. You know, Sugar Ray went platinum, which is insane to me. And, like, that doesn't happen to bands. Like, no one goes platinum anymore.
You know? And, no, that's absolutely right.
So you got to make money on merch, and you got to get cool shirts.
All right, so we insulted Sugar Ray and
sorry, Mark.
Mark McGrath from his...
Everyone had that album when you're in sixth grade. Come on.
from behind his desk at Entertainment Tonight,
yeah.
he could sense that someone was talking yeah. shit. So it's a good thing the guy from Smash Mouth doesn't have that power, too. We'd all be yeah. screwed. Sugar Ray, you know, I will say Sugar Ray is coming to... they're coming to Art Park.
That's why I thought of it. I saw an advertisement for today, and I thought it was... I was like, oh, man. Those guys are coming, huh? Like, Mark McGrath aged very well. I mean, he looks younger than me, and he's probably like 15 years older than me.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, he's got probably yeah. a ton of plastic in
That's
his face.
True, yeah.
I'm actually kind of pissed off. I love Better Than Ezra so much.
And oh, yeah,
playing,
yeah, yeah.
They're playing with Sugar Ray. Yeah, I saw that. Like, all right, I got to sit through this. It was like, I went to see Soul Asylum once, and I had to sit through Matchbox 20.
Oh, man. That's like, I don't want to...
Oh, come on.
That's like Ryan Adams has come with Billy Idol, and I'm like, oh, I could watch Billy Idol, but I don't know if I could watch a whole Ryan Adams set.
Oh, Brian Adams.
Oh, Brian Adams. Ryan Adams is shunned now from because of being a dirtbag, I guess, I heard.
If he's a dirtbag, I'm cool with that. I'd stay for everything I do. Yeah. I do it for you.
I meant Brian Adams. That's right. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, but neither are going to be a lot of fun to sit through, but I am yeah. super excited.
I would see Billy Idol.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
I'm thinking
I would definitely
about
watch
it.
Billy Idol.
No, my Facebook and Twitter handles yeah. are all Billy Idol references.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Because I came up with them in college like 15 years ago, and no one else has used... I talk about it's Sir William Idol.
Sir William
Idol. And a friend of mine, good. like she, yeah. I was like, you should use that for your AOL Instant Messenger name. And I did.
Yeah.
And the thing is no one else has it for anything. So, like, I'm Sir William Idol at Gmail and Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not really attached to it, but I don't have to put, like, the 01 after. And
that's
just,
cool as hell, yeah.
I fucking love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's cool as
so,
hell, yeah.
Yeah. So, you were talking about...
Do you think,
about,
like, someone picks 69 before they pick 01?
Absolutely. Well, all depends on the person.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
There's definitely someone who goes...
Yeah.
See, it's usually 420
yeah,
first,
yeah,
and then 69.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So, before our thing cut off, we were talking, I think you're talking about having cool merch.
Oh, yeah, merch is the game now. You gotta have cool shirts, and we sell koozies and stuff like that. I know we were joking about before, but people actually, like, buy them, you know, like, whatever, and they're not expensive to make.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that is...
Pins and patches, all that stuff is really important.
Yeah.
And it's easier than ever, to get people to make cool stuff. A lot of our artwork, our bass player Joe actually has done, but we're, like, so busy doing so many things now. And touring and stuff now that we basically just go through Instagram, find a cool artist, send them a message. Instagram's like the best to get a hold of people.
Sure.
And we'll send them like, or send them a message, be like, hey, could you design it? And they'll be like, usually, they'll be like, I want to hear what you guys sound like because it influences their drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we, you know, and we like to help local, you know, well, not always local, but, you know, artists.
Independent.
Yeah, independent artists. You pay them some money and then they're like, here's what I did for you. And it's like, so cool. It's always so awesome. So we get some designed, and then Joe, our bass player, actually does some too, which is good. Because I am not good at that kind of stuff. Like, I just,
no, yeah,
I'm not cool.
I can draw stick figures, yeah, and that's about it. Yeah. All right, cool. Benny, thank you so much for hanging out.
Yeah.
When's your next show?
Our next show is at Ironworks on July 6th. We don't have the opener yet, but that'll be announced soon. And it's going to be a really fun time because Ironworks is a cool place. And it'll probably be like a two-band lineup, just like a regular show. And it won't be super late, which is nice. That's one of the good things about Ironworks. Even though late shows are fun, too. They're all fun. All shows are fun. But
it's nice. It's also fun, you know, going to bed on time.
Yeah, sometimes. I know. But yeah, that'll be great. And then we're hitting the road at the end. That's going to be kind of our send-off. So everyone come out and support us before we fly back over the sea and go back to Europe. So that'll be awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, that was Benny Hayes from Handsome Jack here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com, and we will be back in a second.
All right. We have a whirlwind of upcoming shows, and we have 6 minutes to get to them. And
go.
Go. On June 1st, Space Cubs is having their CD release show at Mohawk Place with Lesion Reed. I've just checked out some Lesion Reed stuff for the first time. It's crazy. It's good crazy, but it is crazy. If you are into weird and artsy, I'd say that
like
kind of
fits. Yeah, like a fusion of audio, visual, audio wonder. I don't know. Artsy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's experimental. They're all interesting. We're going to play a Space Cup song at the end of the segment, so you can check that out there and figure out if you think that's cool. On May 24th at Milky's, we are putting on a show with The Scarecrow Show, The Molise, The Burkharts, Ella Mantra, and Cheap Peach. It is only $5. All of the bands are Ryan Gurnett approved.
Five bands. Ryan Gurnett approved.
Yes.
How can you go wrong?
What are you? I see you've got something on your screen.
Well, I was just gushing over Velvet Bethany, and they are playing with this, Dogs in Stereo, and SM Wolf from Indiana at the Mohawk Place on June 18th. That is a 7 p.m. to 11 Tuesday night. So if you're cool enough to go out on a Tuesday, God, hope I am. I would love to catch that.
This is worth going out to see any night of the week. I will vouch for that. I love them. I love them so. Then on May 23rd at Mohawk Place, Spanish Love Songs is coming to town. On June 2nd, Bodega and Gustav, which are two touring bands, are playing with Nylon Otters in another really cool show.
I like that band name.
There you go. On June 6th, another Cheap Peach is playing. Johnny and the Man Kids, who I love those guys, and Ugly Sun. We've mentioned Cheap Peach twice. They are a shoegaze band from Fredonia. They're all like, they're youngins. They're all up and comers. I really liked what I've heard so far, and I'm curious to see more and actually see them live in person. Then, this is just weird, and I wanted to mention it. At Town Ballroom on June 3rd, do you know who Chris Berman is, Cassidy?
I feel like I'm supposed to.
He is a sportscaster who loves the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I don't know, but like anytime like I see Buffalo Music Hall of Fame things, he's there for some reason. He's not from Buffalo. I don't really understand it. So he is doing a fundraiser for, I believe it's the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame.
Nice.
On June 3rd at the Town Ballroom. I think he's playing with a jazz band.
Interesting.
So I don't know quite what you're getting out of it. If you're a sports fan and you're looking for something interesting to do, this is something interesting. I don't know if it'll be good or not, but you know.
There's somebody who wants to see that.
Yeah, go check it out. On May 31st at Mr. Goodbar, Halo Nelly is playing. See them. Everyone needs to see them, like, right now. They're really good. And then one last one I have is on June 7th. On the Cinder is they're leaving for tour, and they're having a going away show. They're playing with Speed Dial, friends of the podcast Ghost Pool, and One Way Terror, and that'll be a really fun night with some really cool music. And you know what? I'm gonna throw out one more. On May 31st, also at the Rec Room, is Previous Love, who's a fantastic shoegaze band. I'm wearing their T-shirt right now. Shoegaze band, Marquee Grand, Pity Sweater, The Burkharts, who are kind of dreamy indie pop, and Lily Grave.
The Rec Room's a great space. I've only been there for Live Man Karaoke. I know that, you know, they do have legit shows there. That would be fun.
I've only been there once, but no, it's a nice place. I dig it. I wish there was a little more seating, possibly, but that's really my only complaint. Otherwise,
it's cool. I thought it'd be a little too cool for me because it's on Chippewa, but it's not. I approve. I can be there.
Are you the one who gets to decide if it's too cool for you?
I would like to think so, yeah. Right? No?
We'll figure that out later.
Great.
Next episode. Leave them on a cliffhanger. All right. As we were talking about the Space Cubs release show, let's play some Space Cubs. This is the first single that they sent me. It is a song called Sideways. Here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com. For episode number 36. On episode number 37, the podcast turns the same age as me.
You're old.
Oh, this podcast is an old shit. On the next episode, we'll help the podcast sign up for its AARP card. We'll research the best places to have dinner at 3 p.m. and we'll be back with more music and fun. But we don't actually have a guest booked yet, so it'll be a surprise.
You can find Handsome Jack on all social media platforms, and their next show is, it just says, listen back to the interview. Ryan, are you even trying anymore? This is completely unprofessional.
Well, that's your mistake. To be professional, I'd have to be paid.
Check out allwny.com or download the AllWNY app. There you can find their local music stream and its family of podcasts, including The Skeleton Closet with Carl Winslow, Corey Comments, The Nick and Dan Show, The Think So Joe Show,
hosted by Karina DeFabio and Cheesy Gordita,
and our favorite podcast, The Big Picture, with Michael Sargent, where he might take credit for getting us commie liberal snowflakes kicked off of allwny.com.
You can find us at facebook.com/thestruggleisrealpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at SIRPodcastNY. You can reach out to me on Twitter and Facebook at Sir William Idol. That is all for us. Being a musician is chaos. Please be kind. See you next time and keep struggling.